opening minds, changing the possibilities by changing perceptions.
Greetings, listeners of Fashionability. This is Emily Davison, your co-founder for Fashionability. And today I bring you another episode of our Changing Perceptions series, the series that aims to change perceptions towards disability through interviews and chats with people in the fashion and beauty industry who are changing perceptions of disability. Today we're going to be joined by Sarah Alexander of the blog Sarah in Wonderland. Sarah is a beauty blogger and she has also appeared on media outlets such as the BBC and recently was part of the Scope's hashtag 30 under 30 campaign. And today we're going to be chatting to her all about beauty blogging and perceptions of disability. So Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself and your blog.
Well, my name's Sarah Alexander. I'm 29. I'm originally from Liverpool, but I live in Wellingborough, Northamptonshire at the moment. My blog is Sarah in Wonderland. I write about disability, beauty and lifestyle.
And how long have you been blogging for?
Sarah in Wonderland has been up since May 2015, but I've been blogging on and off since I was probably about 15. Yeah, I've been doing it for ages, but not this particular blog.
And what inspired you to start blogging?
Well, I've always been a writer, and I guess I just wanted to have a voice for somebody who is a disabled person, but also talk about things that I'm interested in, because I didn't just want it to be a disability blog, because I do find that a lot of people seem to think that disabled people don't have interests. So I thought, I'm gonna combine everything that I enjoy and be like, hello, here I am, I'm disabled, but I also like this and want to talk to you about it.
And what's the reaction to your blog been like?
It's been really good, actually. I got my first 100,000 hits just before my first year, and I get comments and people emailing me, and it's been incredible, actually. I didn't expect it at all.
So what bloggers inspire you when you write?
I like to read blogs that aren't really similar to mine. So I like Gemma at Dorkface, because she's really creative, and I feel like her blog is like an explosion of happiness. So positive, it's just awesome.
Obviously, you said that you are a blogger with a disability, so I was just wondering if you would mind sharing with us the nature of your disability and some of the ways it affects you in your daily life.
I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome type 3 and fibromyalgia and postural tachycardia syndrome. So I am in chronic pain. I use crutches around the house and an electric wheelchair outside, and basically I dislocate, sprain, muscles really easily.
And would you say that affects the way that you, for example, do things like your makeup, or when you're doing your hair? Is there any kind of things you had to learn when you're doing those kind of things to help you do that?
My shoulders are really lax, so they dislocate quite easily, so doing my hair is quite difficult. I used to have really short pixie cut hair, and I've just recently been, well, not recently, I've been growing it for 2.5 years, and so now it's a lot more difficult to handle. But I also have issues holding a pen, so holding makeup brushes is quite difficult, so blending out eyeshadow is an absolute nightmare. I just have to take my time, really, so it usually takes me a bit longer than everyone else.
I think that's kind of a common thing with disability. I mean, from a different perspective as myself with visual impairment, it takes me longer as well, because I can't see that if I've blended it properly. So I think this is a continuing theme, that it's time. You need time when you're doing makeup or hair when you have a disability.
Yeah.
So you were recently featured in the Scope's 30 Under 30 campaign in the UK. And how was that for you?
That was amazing. I didn't expect to even be featured in that, because I don't think that I'm anything special. When they got in contact with me, that was awesome. So, I mean, I was featured with a lot of incredible people, including yourself.
You were featured last year in a BBC Ouch article about bloggers with disabilities, and you gave a quote which I thought was amazing, and you said, people obviously said to you, you're too pretty to be in a wheelchair. Now, do you still get those kind of comments after the BBC article? Do you still get people say that to you?
I haven't had anybody say it to me since then. I think it was just like a one-off, maybe, and it it blew up. So I wrote a blog piece about it, and a BBC journalist got in touch with me, and she was like, you know, we'd like to talk to you about this further. And that's where it went. And yeah, I nobody else has said anything, but I do get like the odd looks, like, oh, you know, she's a girl in a wheelchair and she's got a full face of makeup on. And I'm just like, well, I want to look good. Just because I'm in a wheelchair is not going to stop me.
So do you think that these people that make these comments, do you think that more often than not they don't have a conception about the relationship between beauty and disability, and that people can still want to look nice even though they have a disability?
Yeah, I think like they've got no understanding that disabled people are actually people, that we're not just our disability. So we have, like I was saying earlier, we have our own interests. We are, you know, actual people, and the disability is second to everything else. So no matter what, you know, an able-bodied person is interested in, we still are too. We're not, you know, aliens, these kind of things.
So as a blogger with a disability, like in particular as a beauty enthusiast, how do you feel that the beauty industry needs to change towards people with disabilities? Or do you think it does need to change? I mean, what are your thoughts towards it as it currently stands?
I would love to see more disabled people in campaigns for, like, bigger brands. Not even bigger brands, just any brand have a disabled person. You know, we don't see, you know, a person in a wheelchair working for L'Oreal. There needs to be more diversity for definite.
So how do you think it would help in terms of society's perception of disability if we were to see more representation of disability in beauty brands?
I think when I go out personally in my wheelchair wearing a full face of makeup, I wouldn't necessarily get looked at and, you know, oh, what's she bothering for? Because I often feel like that people look at me as if, you're in a wheelchair, why, you know, who are you trying to impress type of thing.
Are there any particular beauty essentials or any beauty hacks that you found that you kind of, that you live by now that help you, or that you just like in general as a beauty blogger?
We go with dry shampoo every single day. Dry shampoo is just heaven at the moment. I think I could not live without concealer, but definite, because I don't sleep with pain and insomnia and stuff, and if I went out without concealer, you know, my eye bags would be, nobody needs to see that.
Well, concealer is just an essential for life, right next to caffeine.
Yeah, it really is. I've got pen grips that I can put on makeup brushes.
So that
makes things helpful, because I really struggle to hold on to things, especially because I've got like really big thick cutlery as well, so that always helps. So a grip on a makeup brush, perfect.
So what are some of the plans that you have for your blog and just what you're doing for the future?
Just carry on what I'm doing, really. I don't kind of make plans for my blog as in such like what I want to achieve, because when I first started out, it was just like a bit of fun, and it's kind of spiraled into having like a really good following behind me and people enjoying it. So I just want to keep being a voice and an advocate for disabled people, educate and raise awareness as much as possible.
So where can people find you and your work?
I'm at www.sarahinwonderland.co.uk. And then I am Wonderland Blogs on all forms of social media, so Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat and Pinterest, and Facebook.
Yeah. And we'll be sure to add links to this in our website if you want to go and check out Sarah's work as well. And we'll also add links to Sarah's feature on BBC and Scope. So it's been a pleasure talking to you today, Sarah. Thank you so much for being on Fashionability, and thank you all to everyone for listening in today, and we will be sure to see you guys in our next podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this Fashionability podcast. Don't forget, if you want to find out any more information about what we do or what we offer, you can visit our website, which is www.fashionabilitychannel.com. We're podcasting on iTunes and Google Play, and you can find us on Twitter under @inclusivestyle and on Facebook @fashionabilitychannel. See you next time!